Get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
You made me worried about this time to get me out of my bed of crying. Get a job.
Well, it is that time of the week at 8:37 here on a Wednesday. Let's head over to the Vision Homeowners Newsline. We're joined by Crystal Vollmer with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And Crystal, we know the job situation has been ever changing right now. What's the latest right now here in Southern Colorado?
Yes. Good morning, Andrew. You know, the latest is that there are still tons of jobs open. Right now, we have 5,500 jobs open over the last month in El Paso and Teller County. At the Workforce Center, we received 1,500 new jobs just last week to be open for the first time. One great thing is that there are just as many part-time jobs. You know, if folks want to get out there and maybe get some extra money for the holiday season coming up, we have performance-driven workforce. You can test drive new cars part-time. They pay $14 an hour, get paid weekly, set your own schedule. The only requirement they have is a driving record of 2 years. So if you want more information on this, please see job number 929-2326. And then, of course, FedEx and you know, lots of other seasonal employers are hiring, you know, part-time jobs, you know, getting ready for the holiday season and all that comes with that. We do see a large number of healthcare employers. You know, there's over 500 jobs open with our different large healthcare systems, such as Humana, UC Health, Anthem Blue Cross, and Centura. So definitely they're filling the crunch, and I heard that in your stories this morning.
Yeah. What's it going to look like when we really get into the holiday shopping season? I mean, is it going to be just a hiring nightmare?
You know, Shannon, we're getting calls earlier. Like FedEx is starting to hire earlier. They know that the crunch is already here. So lots of companies are hiring early, you know, just to get ahead because they know that they will need to get those folks on board just to meet the demands that are normally there. You know, it's a tough thing, but there's so many opportunities out there to help folks get ready. Like, for example, if you check out our website, Ready to Rise is a new Colorado recovery plan. Funding is available to support job seekers, workers, students in getting the skills and training and work experience to support in-demand job careers. Please see our website for more details. This is where you can, you know, maybe reinvent yourself or get a new skill set. And as long as that is completed within a 12-month period, we can help you with that. So see our website. Our landing page has a big, beautiful promotion. So you can click on a link and get more details.
Man, Crystal, we know the number of jobs out there is impressive, but what has the response been from job seekers and people coming to the Workforce Center to help fill those number of jobs out there?
Yes, Andrew. Well, we have folks that, you know, come in every day, whether that's for our customized one-on-one training, because we have coaches that can help you sit down with you, talk about your resume, talk about options. We have some programs to help you get into maybe like a work experience, you know, so you can try something. And then, of course, we work with a lot of companies that, you know, want to hire you on and you can get like on-the-job training. We host lots of hiring events. For example, next Thursday, we have the Inn at Garden Plaza with us. And it's going to be virtual, so from 9 to noon, and they're hiring a variety of positions from service to night security guard. So you can check our website out for more details for that. But, yes, we see lots of folks coming in. We're gearing up next month for some job fairs, you know, the disability job fairs next month. And then the following month, we're going to have our large in-person job fair. So we see the community responding very well.
Well, I can't say enough good things about those job fairs, because it really landed my teenager with a job, and that has given her a foothold into, you know, maybe it's not a future career, but it's definitely something that's going to be earning her money all through school. So excellent, excellent. Can't say enough good things about them. Crystal Vollmer with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, thank you for joining us this morning. Again, if you'd like to find out more information, go to ppwfc.org. Have a good day, Crystal.
Thank you. Thank you, Shannon. You too.